The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 10. Then he called his disciples to himself, and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all kinds of diseases and all varieties of sicknesses. Now the names of the 12 sent ones are as follows. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, that is, son of Tholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanean, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and charged them, saying, Don't go among the Gentiles, and don't enter into any city of the Samaritans, but instead go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom which comes from the heavens is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You have received without cost, give without charging. Don't take any gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, no wallet for your journey, neither two coats, nor shoes, nor staff, for the laborer is worthy of his food. And into whatever city or village you enter, search out someone in it who is worthy, and stay there until you leave that place. As you enter into the house, make your greetings, and if the household is worthy, let your peace come upon that house. But if they are not worthy, let your peace return to you. Whoever doesn't receive you or hear your words as you go out of that house or that city, shake off the dust from your feet. Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. See here, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and they will beat you in their synagogues, the religious meeting places. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious about how or what you should say, for what you should say will be given to you at that moment. For it will not be you who will speak, but the Spirit of your Father will speak through you. And brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake. But he who endures to the end, that one will be being saved. But when they persecute you in one city, flee to the next. For truly I say to you, you will not have come to the end of all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his lord. It is sufficient for the disciple to become the same as his teacher, and the servant to become like his lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they denigrate those of his household? Therefore don't be afraid of them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be exposed. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, proclaim from the housetops. Don't be afraid of those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but instead fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Aren't two sparrows sold for a very small coin? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your Father allowing it. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore don't be fearful. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father, who is in the heavens. But whoever denies me before men, I will also disown before my Father, who is in the heavens. Don't think that I came to send peace on the earth. I did not come to send peace, but a sword. For I came to put a man in conflict with his father, the daughter with her mother, and the daughter-in-law with her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be those from his own household. He who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who is holding onto his soul life will have it utterly destroyed. But he who has his soul life put to death for my sake will find himself, that is, discover in God who he was really created to be. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives even a drink of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he will never lose his reward. This is the end of Matthew chapter 10.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.